Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust.
Aha, he's a spoiled degenerate.
Well, he's a 3-5 manifesting generator on the right angle cross of penetration, the fourth variation. Second color, he's a single definition with an electromagnetic 1858 with the 18 unconscious. And an electromagnetic 3457 with the 57 unconscious. And then he has a conscious 4816 and an electromagnetic 4323 with the 23 unconscious.
A very interesting chart.
Very interesting human being.
Yeah, you know, here he has no activations in his solar plex. And if there's something that he projects in a way, 3-5, of course, is this androgyny. You know, he's not sex. He's not hot. He's, you know, there's no heat coming. So it's like totally the man who fell to Earth, you know, like he's from another planet.
Well, I think the fact, you know, it's like this totally open solar plexus and this totally open G. He has been able to transform himself into all of these different characters and even different genders. I mean, the Ziggy Stardust. I mean, at that time, you know, in his career, he came out as, you know, a bisexual and very androgynous, you know, putting on makeup, putting on a dress.
It's perfect. I mean, he's in the quarter of mutation.
Right.
You know, and not only that, now he's a 3-5 profile, but he has 9-6
lines. Yeah.
So not only is that kind of an innocent quality, all those six lines, but that tripartite process of reinventing yourself all the time. And now we look at his cross, the right angle cross of penetration, fourth variation. That's really about capitalism, making money, getting noticed so we can make some money.
And he's made a lot of money. I mean, he's worth at least 510 million pounds. I mean, he's right behind Paul McCartney as one of the wealthiest, you know, people in.
Sure, well, 58-5, instinct to protect yourself, you know, with money. Money is a great protection. And, you know, why I said spoiled degenerate, he has the 18-6 Buddhahood and the 48-2 degeneracy. But this powerful collective logic, you know, this guy is, he's thinking all the time, looking for the pattern, looking, you know, what's going to be successful. And here he is, the 4323, you know, which, you know, it's not nodal or sun-earth, but it's that 23rd gate, third line, is about individuality and vitality. And the 43rd gate, what is that? Expediency, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is interesting about David, of course, and this is what, you know, we can look at in design without knowing this guy, we're actually in his bathroom with human design, and we see that 54th gate, third line, is covert interaction. You know, you look down and you see that 54th gate second line of detriment, which is about a lack of loyalty, you know.
Well, which is interesting because it's like from a musical, artistic point of view, it's like he has just kept changing it. I mean, it isn't, it's like most musicians or artists, it's like they have a theme and they develop it and they mature it, right? Not him at all. There's not loyalty to that kind of thing. I really see with this open G that what he's done is he's really reflected the environment around him.
Right, and moved
and the place,
with,
and moved with it as it's changed,
well,
right?
You know, here he has the 57th gate, fifth line, which is about establishing new forms. That's his design sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a strong influence. And that, you know, undefined ego with the 51st gate, fifth line, as the only activation, but it's about adaptation, and it's to shock. But it's being able to with whatever is happening. Has he? Has had a lot of shocks?
Oh, well, you know, I think at the time when he came out as a bisexual and he's putting on a dress, I mean, that was pretty shocking.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, the right angle cross of penetration, I mean, Ra's always talking about, you know, these people that are on the cross of penetration, the importance of staying at the surface and not going deep. And I think this is one of the reasons that this guy has been very successful, is he has stayed at the surface. He didn't try to just keep doing the same thing over and over.
Oh, yeah. You know, along with that covert interaction and, you know, the lack of loyalty, he has the 28-2 in detriment, distasteful alliance. So, you know, this guy behind the scenes, you know, making deals, whatever, cutting somebody out or changing something. Everyone thinks it's going this way and it's going that way. And it's really all based on just, I mean, it's such a material cross.
Well, and I think if you look at it, the only thing that he's really conscious of is that 1648, and that he really has followed his own talent, right? I mean, it's like if you go through all these different, you know, reinventions of himself, it's like he's really focused on how he can use his talents in the current situation with the open G, with the open solar plex, right?
Oh, yeah. No, his spleen, you know, that 57th gate, fifth line, his ear, you know, for hearing opportunities, for hearing, you know. But he has the 44th gate. He's got a great nose for winners and losers and whatever. It's six lines, so it's very transpersonal. One, the 44-6 is about aloofness, but he also has the 44-1, which is also conditions. So really setting the conditions for his talent, or if you want my talent, if you want to participate in this money machine, then here are the conditions for having my talent involved. And that he is very wealthy, I'm not surprised. I think, if I remember hearing something about him, it's he was one of the first people to make a corporation of himself and to sell stock.
Well, the other thing that he's done, you know, that's way ahead of everybody else is, like, he's really embraced the internet. He was one of the first artists to actually put out a song that you could only get over the internet. I mean, he's had his own, you know, net radio, right? I mean, you know, always way in the front with what's going on. And again, this freak to genius. I mean, you know, there are many people that have seen him to be a real freak. And on the other hand, it's like, especially if you look at the overall quality and the places where he's really influenced music, he's been a genius.
Yeah. No, where he's really conscious. You know, that 48-16, you know, taste, what his taste is, and correction, and the energy to do it, and the instinct, that fifth line, 58-5, instinct, you know, to protect oneself, but also to keep morphing. And why I thought it was so interesting, this stock company, holding company, where people could buy shares of Ziggy Stardust. He has the ninth gate, sixth line, about, you know, his focus and concentration. But it's about the power of the small, you know, and you buy one share for a dollar, but that adds up to 500 billion pounds for him.
Well, you know, the other thing that I find amazing is, I mean, he's a single definition, but if you look at that, the only activation that isn't hooked up, everything is hooked up except for the 51 in that ego. Everything is operating together. I mean, he's a, you know, force of nature in himself with everything all integrated.
Well, you know, you look and you say, okay, where's Ziggy going to be punished in life? If you look at that Saturn, 31st gate, 6th line, which he has twice, you know, design and personality in detriment, 31-6, superficiality, and it's the gate of influence, you know, so to be found to be so superficial that you lose your influence through that if you're not acting correctly, you know, and I mean, who knows? How old is he? He's 57, I guess.
Well, yeah, I think that's also, you know, if you look at the notes, that's kind of interesting. You know, the second half of his life, right, where, I mean, he's really become much more successful, you know, since the nodal change, and that those are in the throat, right, the 16-6 and the 35-2, right? So, so bringing it up at that point, up to the throat, being able to really articulate, you know, a musical vision that kept revolving.
And the leadership in that, you know, you look at that 45th gate, which he has, what, twice, which is the 45-6 about the outsider, the kind of the individual, but that 45-2 is about consensus, gathering together, and really teaching other musicians, other people, through his role, you know, how to make money with themselves, how to market themselves, how to be successful, how to get attention.
Well, it's a very powerful throat. I mean, look at that. It's got, you know, it's only missing three of the 11 gates, right? I mean,
Know, and here, interestingly, also for someone who's so getting attention and being noticed, that 33rd gate, which he has twice, sixth line, which is about disassociation and withdrawal.
which he's done, you know, different periods, you know, to I think revive his creative juices.
Yeah, no, very interesting character.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Teresa, as usual, just not enough time, so say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.